Hi guys, welcome to the Bells of Fury. I'm Tori Clark.
I'm Rob Fury.
Yeah, and today we're, this is our first big one about I Love Champagne.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing actually a dual cast. We're doing a vidcast and we're actually doing a podcast. So you'll be experiencing what Bells of Fury are about in what we call the brand new Bells of Fury experience. So you're going to be experiencing so many different things of projects that we're doing, pop culture stuff, everything going on with the COVID-19, aka coronavirus things that's going on. And we want everybody to check us out on our YouTube, Facebook, and the new podcast that we're going to be basically, we just launched in
Everything.
Everything, yeah.
It's really exciting. But like we were talking about in our first, you know, like coming out video of we're doing this, is that we have been doing things for the past year in Chicago, and now it's translating it here.
Yeah, we're bringing
it in Los Angeles.
Bring it to LA, baby.
And it's exciting because we've worked with so many awesome people and we're excited to bring them up, talk to them a little more, kind of show what we're doing here right now.
Absolutely.
But I feel like the first thing that we need to talk about is the I Love Champagne video that you directed and that I ID'd on and you starred in, and you know, you let it all out.
Yeah.
That is the wrong way to open champagne. I'm glad you didn't open champagne with...
Oh, by the way, we are drinking mimosas, so cheers,
mimosas,
by the way.
It's the morning.
I Love Champagne was definitely... it was spawned because me and you, of course, everybody at home seeing this and listening to this on a podcast, we actually started... we came together because we met in Chicago through cosplay, and we came together and we were like, hey... You know, we want to start projects, and we're like, let's do something. So we started a little group called The Leftovers. And it was supposed to be a representation of, hey, you know what? You know, if the industry doesn't want to hire us as actors, we're just the leftover actors, whatever. We'll do our own thing. And it's...
But we were like the elite leftover food, though. Like, you know, the Chinese food that you want leftovers of, and you heat it up the next day, and you could stir fry that shit.
But Chinese food, but not Panda Express. Panda Express is not Chinese food.
Well, I said Chinese food.
Okay.
like the elite, like, oh, I'm going to put this back on the stir fryer. This is meal number two. This is good.
It's like waking up 3 o'clock in the morning, completely hungover. What did I, I have that Chinese food.
Don't get me excited.
No, I don't have Chinese food on right now.
We don't. Food restaurants are takeout restaurants, so they are open.
Yeah, but you just gotta take them out.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But I digress. But going back to the leftovers and just like how we came up with it, and we just came up with this thing. It was basically four people. It was me, you, Joe Doherty, and Tim Stultz, and you know, we were just creating a big flow of creativity, just writing a bunch of scripts and stuff like that. And
comedy crew.
Oh yeah, definitely a comedy crew. And then we said, okay, which is the script that is finished, we could do really cheap, really quick, and is actually could represent who we are just coming off the bat. And we're like, all right, we all voted. We're like, I Love Champagne. It looks cool. I was shocked that mine was actually picked. I literally told you, I was like, dude, really? Mine? I was like, because literally Tori like pressured it, like, yo, if you have this, I don't know what was going on. We were at my house in Chicago and we were just drinking champagne and she came up with that idea.
I've always had that type of scenario that I thought it would be funny. And if anyone was going to bring it to life, I would want you to bring it to life. So I was like, all right, Rob, here's the concept, write it. And then we will do that first. And boom,
you challenged me and you were surprised, like literally like a day later, you're like, oh man, you wrote it? I'm like, yep. Nice. It took me 10 minutes to write this because I was like full steam. I was like, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to write it. They're not going to even pick it. It's going to be blame, but whatever. Because I'm just going to say I did it and I put some into it and it came out very well.
Yeah.
It was fun.
A lot of hard work. A full day of shooting in Rockford, Illinois.
Oh yeah, that was two and a half hour drive from us.
Yeah, oof. For most of the Chicago people.
Yeah,
but it was awesome. So basically, tell us like the idea. Like, what was the idea? Like, tell us a little bit of the story, and then obviously we can show it.
So the genesis of I Love Champagne literally started with, like I said, you gave me the idea, and you're like, yo, if you like it, write it. we challenge ourselves. That's how we are. That's where we're best friends. We challenge ourselves. If you're going to talk about it, you better start writing.
But tell us, what is it? Tell me the script.
And so basically the script is basically a bunch of friends are going to a board game night at my house. And, your character, Tori, and Joe's character, Joe's coming in. He's, brand new to the group, Tim and Tori. They already know me. They're already my friends. They already understand my weird quirks. Joe, brand new to the group, comes in. And all of a sudden, he's like, hey, I brought some booze. I brought some fun games and stuff like that. And I brought champagne. And Joe doesn't realize that I have a strange affinity to champagne. And I act in some very interesting ways when I come in contact with champagne. And just doing all that, and just like when I was writing the script, like you gave me the idea of it, and I was like, you know what, this is something that it could be really ridiculous. and every time I think of comedy, like a lot of people grew up with like Saturday Night Live. I grew up with Mad TV, so I grew up with kind of like kind of cringe, kind of toilet humor, and I was like, how can we do this but do it well, and yet again still put some toilet humor in it, and it's not grossing everybody out, and we wrote it. We did, and it was just extreme hard work, like putting everything together. It was like literally my first time like writing an actual project and actually like, fully writing a project.
Yeah, so basically though, in general, the script is, hey, people are coming over.
Yeah.
They're hanging out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then suddenly it gets weird, and you definitely have to watch it to see how weird it gets. That's the fun thing. So that was the script.
Yeah,
the script
was
basic black and white, and that's, I think, what I like about the comedy where going to start doing.
Yes.
Is it's very black and white, simple. Keep it simple, stupid, right?
Yeah.
But and awesome. So what do you think was the hardest part about it then? Like simply the hardest part of your first time doing this?
The hardest part of the whole project, I would probably say, one, getting everybody's schedules together, because it's four different professionals coming together. Everybody has their own lives. Getting the schedules together, I would probably say, is the like one of the two hardest things for this project. And the second thing, it's literally just having everybody's time coming together, getting the editing done in a proper time, because everybody's so busy. We did this literally in April going into summer, so it's like
2018.
Yeah, 2018, and we launched it like 2020. So it's like
sad.
It's sad because everybody like was so busy, and every time we're like, yeah, we're gonna do it, something happens.
Yeah.
And something always happened, but like once we got the editing done, everything was just smooth sailing. It just has to just push
the schedules.
Yeah.
So what do you think, like, if you could redo that again, like what would be the one thing that you would like advice you would say, like for people who want to make like a small project like this?
I would say make sure that your timelines are realistic with what you want to do. If it's going to take a day shot, how long is that day shoot's footage going to take in the editing bay as well? You don't want to do too many things, because if you do too many things like special effects, adds to the editing. You don't want to torture your editor. Your editor is your best friend. Your editor literally takes whatever conjoined to different pieces of whatever you have and turns it into whatever that beautiful masterpiece that comes out at the end. So I would say definitely check your timelines. Make sure that you have the proper staff in place. If you don't have the time to edit yourself, make sure you have someone to edit, and, make sure that you have the people in place, and definitely time yourself. If you think it's going to take 3 months, give yourself 3.5, give yourself a little bumper. Things happen. Give yourself time. If you give yourself time and space, things happen, and you'll still be in great.
Awesome. That's great. And I guess I always like to ask, like, what would you have changed about the actual project if you could do it over? As somebody who also makes my own things and gets super critical about my projects, like, if you had to change one thing, would there be anything you would change? Or if it's perfect, you could say it's perfect.
I'm thinking, because that you kind of put me on a hot seat right now. honestly, like, everything that happened with the project, the time delays that we were able to launch it in Los Angeles, the cast and the staff and the people that we had working behind the scenes to this, it came for my first ever project that came out, and with your help, I appreciate your help 1,000%. Like, it came out amazing, and I wouldn't change it, because flaws or imperfections, it's still what it came out to be, and I'm proud of it. bad or good.
Yeah, I love it. Awesome. So I guess one thing we want to do now is I want them to, you know, click on the link or whatever hyperlink we have to see it, to see I Love Champagne. It's, it's short, it's simple.
Either
going to
be here or here or somewhere in between.
Maybe on our,
you know.
But yeah, please click on it. Check it out. It's our first project we've launched here in Los Angeles. Yes, it was filmed in Rockford and in Chicago, but we're excited. There's more to come. And I think, like, is there anything else you have to say? Do you want to say anything else?
Oh, I definitely want to give special thanks to everybody that was on the I Love Champagne crew. I definitely want to thank Tori for helping me because this was my first directorial debut. So it's like, she definitely helped me direct things. And she was like co-producer. So she's literally credited as co-producer and assistant director because she helped a lot. I want to thank Joe Doherty for his great work, his great acting within the project and his vibe and energy towards the project. I definitely want to thank Tim Stoltz for providing the location that we actually shot in Rockford, Illinois. His creativity behind the camera, helping us out with that. And the guy is just hilarious. The guy is just naturally hilarious. So I definitely want to just thank him for that. I definitely want to thank Corey Trotter. He was the mastermind that helped edit everything together, and I was very shocked that the editing came out so well. He put in the music, he put in the animation in the beginning, he helped with the credits. So thank you very much to all of you guys, and I guess that's it. That's all I have to do to talk about I Love Champagne, and I guess it's just like, I guess we're gonna like end this vidcast and podcast now, I guess.
Yeah.
And, but before we end it, we're just going to tell you, to be continuous, we're going to be talking about a brand new project from She-Hulk right here by Tori Clark. We're going to talk about that. But you got to pay attention to the next podcast, that vidcast. Sorry, just had to do.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we'll talk to you guys later. And don't forget, check us out on Facebook, Instagram.
It's raining. We're done.
Yeah, we get need to go.
Stop. Don't pull anything. Don't pull anything.
Bring this inside first.
Yeah. You bring that. I'll bring the camera.
And I gotta bring.